Welcome, this is Kathleen Pearl. I want to welcome you for joining me. I'm going to be doing a series of teaching on the book of 1 John. Father, I thank you and I praise you. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you spoke and created the universe. Father, I thank you and I praise you that Yeshua is the Word made flesh. Father, I thank you and I praise you that Yeshua is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the Alpha and the Tav. He's the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He was in creation. Holy Spirit, I pray that the Spirit of Truth come and breathe in us. The Spirit of Truth come and blow through us and sift out that which is not you, to blow out the chaff and the dirt and the debris and the unclean clutter, and that the light would come in and shine on the darkness. Lord, I pray that you would anoint the teaching gift, the prophetic revelatory gift, the ears and the eyes and the hearts of those who hear and listen to the Word of God, and that we become partakers in that Word made flesh, the bread from heaven, daily bread, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. I thank you and I praise you. I have been thinking a lot lately in prayer and intercession and in the Word of God, and the Lord has revealed to me the condition of the church and why the church is the way it is, and I sense from the Holy Spirit what He wants to do with His church. And we are to become the image of Yeshua. We are to look in Him and become transformed and conformed into His image. So, since the beginning of Yeshua's life on earth, the enemy has come in and tried to destroy Him and those around Him on a consistent basis, with His birth in Bethlehem and fleeing to Egypt and then coming back, and His ministry when He was released, through His temptations, through all the afflictions that He went through, until finally the enemy thought that he could completely annihilate Yeshua by nailing Him to the cross illegally. And what happened was Yeshua, the Lamb that was slain from the foundations of the earth, took back the title deed of the earth, and the inheritance of the nations are now His. After the Holy Spirit came and birthed the church on Pentecost, then we see once again throughout the entire movement of the Holy Spirit, the enemy has come in and tried to distort who Yeshua is and bring another Yeshua, another gospel, in order to cause us to come into error and thereby sin and come into judgment and compromise and lose our way. The way is narrow and few are they who find it. This has happened continuously in the first century church with all kinds of Gnostic gospels and heresies and teachings. Manichaeism, Arianism, Theotokos, which is that Mary is the mother of God. All these divisions and strife that happened over doctrine. And then in the third century, Constantine consolidated the Christians and brought some Orthodox council, or Orthodox and the Council of Trent and the Nicene Council were brought in to try to put Christianity on another foundation out of the Judaic Old Testament scriptures and through the traditions and teachings of men. And so Christianity, the Roman Catholic Church, began to be built on a wrong foundation, taking it off of the Jewish, and it wasn't really Jewish, it was the Old Testament understanding of who Yeshua was as the Messiah. That the Old Testament in Leviticus and Numbers, Exodus, Deuteronomy, all these are signs and types and speak of the tabernacle that is in heaven, and that Yeshua is the fulfillment of those tabernacle and the feast, and that there was a partial revelation. But as Yeshua said in the Lord's Prayer, Lord, your kingdom, Lord, you are holy, Father, you are holy, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And so Yeshua was the coming of the kingdom. He preached the coming of the kingdom. He demonstrated it. And then he prayed that it would be an ever-increasing kingdom, as it says in Isaiah, and the government would be on his shoulders. So we find ourselves in the churches that the enemy will come in, and even with the reformations and the branching off of Roman Catholicism, out of Roman Catholicism with revealed truth, such as Martin Luther's justification by faith, that just instead of all these penance and buying your way out of purgatory, and the Pope is infallible, he is the only one that speaks for God, and we need a confessor, we can't go directly to God, all these teachings that are not in the scripture, but it was still a breaking off, and we did not understand that Protestant movement was still broken off of a wrong foundation. That when the early church was birthed, it was birthed in the context of a culture that was called Jewish, but a culture that was rooted in the revealed truth of what the kingdom looked like and how to understand the kingdom when it came, and that it was for everyone, that it then went to the Gentiles. But in the course of going to the Gentiles, it became paganized and mixed. So in these days, therefore, the Holy Spirit is bringing us and grafting us back into the root, and grafting the broken off branches back into the root. And the root is the Old Testament scriptures, the Torah, the foundation of the pattern from heaven to earth. And he is the root of David, Yeshua. It says in Revelation, he is the root of David, and he is the branch, as it says in Zechariah, the bright and morning star, the eternal I am. Therefore, in order to reflect Yeshua and be transformed into his image in our lives, the Holy Spirit needs to reveal to us, what would Yeshua look like? What is his character? How is it to be applied in our life? What is the fruit of that character? And those that minister to us, what is the progress or the process of the Christian life according to Scripture, not according to prior theological teachings or denominational understandings, other men's views, or to revealed sciences and applied sciences such as psychology or sociology, human interaction. But the standard that the Word made flesh upholds in the Scriptures. And really, the correct scriptures, the correct interpretations, the Word revealed. And that is why I sense the Holy Spirit wants me to do a straight up teaching out of the book of 1 John, because that is what is revealed in this book. So join me on a serious study through the book of John, as we look at the Spirit made flesh and how he operates in our lives, and what that will look like as it is translated in us, the Word made flesh, and we become heirs of God, the children of God in this generation. I have two translations that I'll be working out of. One is the Scriptures, published by the Institute for Scripture Research, and the other will be the New King James Version of the Holy Bible. So let's read what the Scriptures have to say. The Epistle of John, the first chapter. 1 John, the first chapter. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. Here, the Apostle John is testifying. He's giving his testimony of Yeshua, the Messiah. He says that he was from the beginning, and we've heard him, and we have seen him with our eyes, and we have looked upon him, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. He's saying, this is the word of life, and the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and announce to you that everlasting life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. So here says this life was manifested, it was, and we saw it, and we're telling you, we're bearing witness that we saw the word of life made flesh, and announce to you that everlasting life that was with the Father was manifested to us. So this life that was made flesh was with the Father from the beginning. And he is life. He is the Word. In Genesis it says the Lord spoke and the universe was created. He spoke the word of life. And so this life that was manifested was in the Father from the beginning. We announce to you what we have seen and heard so that you may have fellowship with us, so that you may be part of the family of God. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Yeshua, the Messiah. So this is, he's saying that this is how we have fellowship with the Father, the creator of the universe, his Son, who was with him from the beginning, the Messiah. And we write this to you in order that your joy might be complete, so you have a complete knowledge and understanding of this. And this is the message which we have heard from him and announced to you, that Elohim is light, and in him there is no darkness. So these are references actually to the book of Genesis, where God said, and Elohim said, and Elohim said, and the earth came, and the Spirit was moving, and Elohim said, let there be light. And the light came, and it was good, and it was separated the light from the darkness. Okay? And in him is no darkness at all. And if we say that we have fellowship with him, meaning Elohim, God, and walk in darkness, we lie and are not doing the truth. Okay, so he's talking about people who say they know God, but they're walking in darkness. And so they're not telling the truth. It's very simple. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. So our relationships are good. We're walking in God, and we have good relationship. And the blood of Yeshua, the Messiah, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. In that process of walking in fellowship, if we say that we have not sinned, we're misleading ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's talking to those who are walking in darkness. If we confess our sins, he is trustworthy and righteous to forgive us the sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is in us. So basically, he's talking to someone who is walking in darkness and says they know God, but that they're not walking in the light. The truth isn't operating there, and it's the fruit of righteousness is exhibited or not exhibited when they're walking in darkness. But if we come to him and ask for the blood of Yeshua the Messiah, and it will cleanse us, and then as we confess our sins, then he'll forgive us and he'll cleanse us and have all that unrighteousness. So really, he's talking to the process of becoming regenerated or redeemed by the blood of Yeshua. Now, my little children, I write this to you so that you do not sin. So it's not a good thing to sin. But if anyone sins, we have an intercessor with the Father, Yeshua, the Messiah, a righteous one. And he himself is an atoning offering for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for all the world. So don't sin. But if we do sin, we fall into error, then we go to the Yeshua, the Messiah, HaMashiach, and he himself is praying for us and he will give an offering. He is the offering as we come to him, to the Father. Not just for our sins, but all the sins of the world, for the whole entire world. And here John is clearly stating the difference between when you're the first part, when you're not regenerate, when you think you know God, but you're not, you're walking in darkness and you're deceived, and the truth isn't in you. But if you confess it, then Yeshua will come and he'll forgive us and cleanse us. And so, but, and if we, and then as, you know, we are going along in our journey, if we do sin, well, then the intercessor, Yeshua, we can go to him and ask him to forgive us, to repent, that we don't want to walk in that sin any longer. So this is good to know. So in him is light, and there is no darkness at all. And this was the statement in Genesis when God said, he was the word of life, and then he said, let there be light. So this is essentially the beginning. And John is saying, I'm telling you that which I heard from the beginning, which was the beginning of the teachings of the Creator. And Yeshua was the word of life, was with him in the beginning. And so he's laying out the process of how to have fellowship and reconnect back to God, our Father, the Creator, to connect back to him that we might have fellowship and be with him. And this is very important. We want to do that, and we need to know him. And so this is how we know him. He's saying in the next verse, 3, is if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. It's very clear. If you know God, you keep his commandments. And what are his commandments? Well, they're in here. And Jesus was talking to a man. He said, a man came to test him and said, well, what are the commandments? What's the most important commandment? He said, well, there's two. And in these are fulfilled all the law and the prophets, is to love God with all your heart and soul and strength, which are first four commandments, and then to love your neighbor as yourself, which are the next six commandments. These are the commandments of God. And this is how they look. So if we know him and don't keep his commandments, then we're lying, and the truth isn't in us or in that other person. So we need to look at people's lives and see if they're keeping the commandments. But whoever keeps his word, God's word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. So if you keep God's word, then God has worked his perfect love in you. And by this we know that we are in him. Well, this is a wonderful thing. If we can walk in the perfect love of God. And in addition, we know that we keep his commandments by the love that's operating in us. It's out of love that we keep his commandments, not out of religiosity or tradition or performance or external outward show, but because in our heart, God's love is operating and he's writing his commandments with the finger of his Spirit, enabling us to keep them. Here in verse 6, he who abides in him ought to himself also to walk just as he walks. That is regarding Yeshua. If we abide in him, then we will follow him. We will deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow after him, and walk as he walked. We will line up our lives with his example, the testimony of his life made flesh. He was the Word made flesh. Brothers, I write no new commandment to you. This isn't something new, but an old commandment which you've had from the beginning. It's from the very beginning of the scriptures in Genesis. And the old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning, because Yeshua said, I am the beginning and the end. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the Alpha and the Tav. I am the Word made flesh. So this is nothing new. This has been taught through the old scriptures that they had at this time, the written scriptures, the Torah. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. So he's going to say here that the old commandment is the same, and the new commandment is again that which is truth in him. The darkness will pass away and the true light is shining. The true light is Yeshua, and the true light is shining in you. This is the new thing, that the old commandment is the same, and the new commandment is being written in you. And it says, this is a true light. So it's the old and the new. It's the same commandment. It's a greater revelation of more light. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. So you can say, okay, you can't hate your brother. If you're walking in the light, you can't hate your brother because that's darkness in you. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there's no cause for stumbling in him. So he's talking about this love of your brother that is the light of God. It's the fulfillment of God working in you, and there's no stumbling in that person. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he's going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. And then the Apostle John says in this verse 11, so if you hate your brother, it's very clear you're walking in darkness. You're in darkness and you don't know where you're going. Your hatred has blinded you and you're in darkness and you can't see your direction. And so that is how you would know someone who knows God. They cannot operate in hatred of any kind, because this is the perfect love is perfected in someone who keeps the commandments, and they fulfill the commandments by loving your brother and walking in the light. And that's how we judge and know people. That's how we discern whether they're our brother or whether we have fellowship with them. This is very clear. And very much well said, well articulated by the apostle. And this is important. This is the foundation of who is walking in God, is they keep his commandments and they're walking in the light and love, because they're walking in that revelation that God is light. And in that person, there is no stumbling. There's no place, because they see where they're going. They're not blind. So here we have the opening scriptures where John is laying a foundation. He's saying, I'm going to testify to you the beginning. Who is the beginning? Who Yeshua is? Who he was in the Father? So that we can have fellowship. And here is the message. This is the message that I'm giving you. That that if you're walking in the light, then you have no sin. But if you're walking in darkness, you do have sin. But Yeshua came and he can cleanse you from all this sin, because he is the Word made flesh. He is our, if we come to him, he is our propitiation for our sins. He is the one who shed his blood for us. He is the intercessor. And if we come to him and we say we're sorry, then he will cleanse us from all that unrighteousness. And this is how we know him, is by keeping his commandments. That's how we know that somebody's operating in God, because the Spirit of God enables them to keep those commandments, and they walk in the truth, and they're not lying about who they are. And this is walking in the light, because the light comes in and it burns out the darkness, and we walk in a greater light. And if we are walking in darkness, then we are blind. if we are not walking in the truth, if we do not love our brother. So it boils down to really that God is light, that he's the truth, that he is love. And this is, and that love causes us to keep his commandments. This is how we can judge and discern whether we are to have fellowship with someone and they are our brother. And if they don't walk in the light, if they're walking in darkness, they've been walking in deception, they become blinded, they're not walking in the truth, the love of God is not being manifested by the keeping, demonstrated by the keeping of the commandments. That's by knowing God and keeping his commandments. And these are real evaluations that we make to discern whether we have fellowship with someone or whether they are not walking in fellowship with God. Okay? So this is a general and broad guideline that the Apostle John lays out in 1 John, the first chapter, and the second chapter through verse 11. So, Father, I thank you and praise you that you are teaching us how, and you're anointing our eyes and our ears, and our hearts to discern who we are to have fellowship with, who is our brother, and that you give us clarity in this day and in this hour, and that your grace would be upon us, and we would walk in the love of God, that we would know God and walk in the love of God, that through Yeshua HaMashiach we would know the Father, and that Christ would bring his righteousness into a greater way in our lives. May you be blessed. May you meditate on those words. May they become life and light to you. Goodbye now. This teaching on 1 John, Yeshua is Love, has been produced by Kathleen Pearl of Kathleen Pearl Ministries. The website, www.kdpirlministries.org. That is www.kdpirlministries.org. Thank you.